Hello everybody, this is English for You and a very warm welcome to the studio. Today I'll have my Fosico student, Kota, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Saboj?
I'm okay.
Everything's fine?
Sure.
Sophie, this is the first time you've been here, right?
Yes.
How does it feel to be in the center of attention, the limelight? How does it feel?
It's bad.
It's bad?
Yeah.
You're going to feel all right. Victoria is ill, she's down with the flu, and all I can say is, get better, take care, and see you at school and in the studio as well. Okay, bye-bye. I hope she's watching. Victor, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Okay, and I've got my private student here, Mati.
Hi, Victor.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm okay. And today's special guest is Mr. Damon Williams from the States. And Damon, would you stand up for a sec? I mean, if you look at this guy, you can see that he's not a gymnast, right?
Right.
And what can he be? And next to him you can see two balls, which again, what are you?
Well, I'm 6'6".
Yeah, and you are a basketball player, I
would
say.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Would you sit down for a second? If I know well, you are from Seattle, right?
Right.
Off the top of my head, I can say a couple of things about Seattle, and you can say whether it's true or not. People say that it always rains in Seattle. Is that true?
It's kind of true, you know.
Every day?
Not every day, but
a lot
three out of 4 days.
But a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Right. The second thing I know about Seattle is there's a fantastic museum there. It's the Rock and Roll Museum.
Yes.
No. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't been there.
You haven't been there. The third thing I know about Seattle is that you've got a fantastic basketball team. If I know well, it's the Supersonics, right?
No, nah, we're not doing so good as
no?
of late. Yeah. We were good early 90s.
Yeah, like Gary Payton,
yeah, Gary
Sean
Payton.
Kemp, the two stars.
No more Sean Kemp, Vin Baker.
Oh, what a pity.
Charlotte Lewis.
What a pity. Yeah. And you've been here in Hungary, right?
Right.
And how can you communicate with your teammates, in English or in Hungarian?
I speak English to a couple players and then they translate Hungarian.
And how is your Hungarian?
It's terrible.
I can prove that it's a very simple language. Compared to English, Hungarian is a very simple language. Look at this. Would you be so kind as to try and read it out? I'll help you a little if you can't.
Player or
Pajo? Pajo.
Pajo.
Your Hungarian is fantastic. Pajo. But in English, it's a lot more difficult because in Hungary, everything is Pajo. You've got a word card in your desk, guys. Could you please look at those cards? And here you can see a couple of words. Rink, course, alley, field, and court. And this is a free Hungarian lesson for Damon. So would you match your word? Would you hold up, Kota, would you hold up your word? And would you try to match this word with one of these? If you make a mistake, I'm going to help you.
I think it might be alley.
No?
No.
Have another go.
Field.
No. Mati?
I thought it's green.
No. It's golf course. Golf course. In Hungarian, Damon, golf pyre.
Golf pyre.
Excellent. Now it's your turn, Saboj. You have?
Football. Maybe it's field.
Say it again.
Football field.
In Hungarian, it's football pyre.
Football pyre.
Excellent. Sophie?
Ice hockey. And I think this is rink.
Ice hockey ring. You're very clever. Hockey pyre.
Hockey pyre.
It's a simple language, isn't it? Victor?
This is bowling, and I think it's alley.
Bowling alley. Teke pyre.
Teke pyre.
Good. And Mati, what have you got?
Mine is basketball, and it's court.
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 Would you say the whole thing again?
Basketball court.
Košár pyre.
Košár pyre.
So everything is pyre in Hungarian, as you can see. It's not a difficult language, right? Good. Okay. Now, what we are going to do now, I'm going to ask you about your favorite team sport. Kota, what's your favorite team sport? I'm talking about playing or watching, doesn't matter.
It's football and I like playing it and watching it both.
American football?
No, European.
So it's soccer in American English,
yeah.
Right? So you like watching and playing soccer?
Well, I'm not very good at it, but I like it.
Good. Thank you very much. Saboj, please.
I don't know, maybe my favorite is basketball or volleyball. I don't know, maybe volleyball is better if you have a team, but you can play basketball just alone or with some friends.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much. Sophie?
I like basketball and I used to play basketball.
All right.
I like basketball too. And at home I have a ball and in the garden I play often.
Slam dunk?
Yes. Sometimes because I think it's 2 meter high.
Or, okay.
No. 2.5 meters. Okay.
So it's easy, relatively.
It's easy for me.
What are your favorite?
I have 3 favorites: basketball, football, the soccer one, and tennis.
Right. So you can see, Damon, that they are the right people at the right time in the right place. Right? Now, what we are going to do now, we are going to see and we're going to meet a very, very famous basketball player. I wonder if you can recognize this player. Victor, please.
I think it's Larry Bird.
It is Larry Bird. And Larry Bird's life was very, very interesting. This man has a success story, but against the odds, against all difficulties, in spite of all difficulties, he became successful, right? Group one, that is Kotto and Soboj, I would like you to listen to all the great difficulties he had to overcome. Right, the difficulties. And Sophie and Victor, I would like you to listen to all the good sides, the successes of his life. Okay? Would you roll the tape, please?
Born in a small town in Indiana, he faced a life of hard work and modest means.
Around here, you learn to play by yourself or with a friend. And if you're going to make anything of yourself, you've got to do it on your own.
Laboring long hours to hone his skills, Bird managed to attract some college scouts to his tiny high school and against the odds earned the last scholarship to prestigious Indiana University. But only 24 days into his freshman year, his basketball dream seemingly came to an end as he dropped out and hitchhiked home.
I think the size of the school and not having a lot or coming from a lot, I think he just got a little discouraged and a little depressed and bailed out without really consulting anyone.
The story of Larry Bird seemed to end before it had begun. But 2 years later, he would resurface at little-known Indiana State University, where he would again defy the odds and lead the Sycamores to the NCAA championship game. Suddenly, Larry Bird was a basketball miracle boy, an NBA first-round pick, and the would-be savior of the struggling Boston Celtics.
Thank you very much. I could see Damon busy nodding and being happy watching this beautiful success story. The difficulties. Kotto.
Well, he born to a family which had modest means and he had to hard work. And when he began playing basketball, then he got discouraged and depressed somehow, but then he came back.
Excellent. And what about the successes? Victor, please.
I think he won the championship when he was in college with his team.
You remember the name of the team?
No.
Damon?
Indiana State.
Indiana State, and then I yes. think the
Sycamores.
Sycamores, yes. Thank you very much. The Sycamores. Right, so it was a great success. And also he earned a scholarship so he could go to Indiana University. Yes. As you mentioned, he dropped out and he bailed out. That was a difficult situation. If I know well, Damon, what you can say, but if I'm wrong, then if you have a problem in an aeroplane, you can bail out. We have a parachute, and then you can escape from the aeroplane. Now, Larry Bird bailed out from a difficult situation. He left everything suddenly, but then he resurfaced. He came back, as you said it very well. Now, it was mentioned that Larry Bird was a first-round pick. Damon, if I may turn to you now, what's a first-round pick?
First-round pick is, I think it's the top 30 picks of the NBA draft, or it's either 28, 29.
And how many rounds are there?
Now there's only 2 rounds, but I think back then there was 4.
4 rounds, and yeah. He was a first-round pick. And then not the second, not the third, not the fourth. So the first-round pick, the first 28 players or 30 players, right?
Yeah.
Good. Damon, what's your story? How did you start playing basketball? How well were you at your high school years and college years? So your story.
Basically, I started playing at a young age. My father played basketball professionally over in Finland. And then I just got into it and I just developed a love for the game at a young age. And then that carried into high school. High school, I, you know, made the varsity team, was one of the best players in the city.
So what high school was it?
I went to O'Day High School. And then after that, I was one of the best in my city, but not one of the best in the nation. So I ended up going to a small junior college. That's a pre-college before a university. Things worked out there, and I ended up earning a scholarship to a four-year school, and then I just been playing basketball ever since, you know, just.
Right. Your dream is the NBA?
My dream is, yeah.
The
That's
NBA.
The ultimate dream.
So I must, I mean, maybe it's a little bit cheeky, not very nice, not very polite to us, but what is Hungary? What does that mean? Success or failure?
Hungary means a success, you know. I'm getting paid to play basketball. I'm professional at what I do. So it's not, Hungary is not the highest level, but, you know, it's good. It's a good level in Europe. It's not the worst. It could be worse. That's what I say.
Right. But still, your dream is the NBA.
My dream is to be the best player I can be.
Right. Okay, good. So we'll see in the not-too-distant future whether Damon's story is a success story. Yeah. We'll hope it's going to be a success story. Quiz time. It's going to be a quiz show for you. My kids are going to give you some information, and I would like you to come up with the name of a very famous basketball player. And I think you have a couple of cards, but do not show your cards to Damon. Kota, would you say a couple of sentences about this famous player?
He was born in 1963, and his team is Utah Jazz. He's got a nickname that's the mailman because he always delivers everything. What else? He's 6'9" tall. That's 210 centimeters.
210 centimeters, not bad. Damon is smiling, so obviously he knows the answer. So what is the answer?
Karl Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it, Karl Malone. Good. And what is his position?
He's a power forward.
You can see here Karl Malone, and he's a power forward. What is the most characteristic feature of a power forward?
Most.
So, for example, how tall, how big a good power forward should be?
In between 6'8 and 6'10, and pretty big, like 240.
Yeah, and what is his task, as opposed to a point guard, for example?
His task usually is the rebound, and the
guys rebound. What's a rebound?
Rebound is get a ball after a missed shot.
You miss the shot, and the ball bounces back, yeah. And you've got to catch the ball. So that's the rebound. And it's very, very important to be very good at catching rebounds, right? So maybe the most important task is rebound, like Dennis Rodman was really good at it, and Karl Malone also. Yeah. Good, thank you very much. The second subway.
This guy plays in the Utah Jazz, too. He was born in 1962. He's 6'1". And this is about 185 centimeters, and he has the highest assist average in the NBA. I think you know him.
Damon, over to you.
He's from the state of Washington.
Yeah.
John Stockton.
Yes.
Yeah, John Stockton. You can see John Stockton here. What is he? What's his position?
He's a point guard.
Point guard. What's a point guard? Again, what's the most important task of a point guard?
Point guard is most important task is probably to get his team involved with assists. So
assists, power forward rebounds, the point guard assisting the others, right? Okay. Now we're going to see a picture of two people, I think, and they are called an odd couple. It's going to be, I hope you can recognize these two guys, Karl Malone and John Stockton. And they are very good friends, Utah Jazz, and they are called an odd couple. You know Neil Simon's famous play, The Odd Couple, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. Kata, what's the name in Hungarian, odd couple?
Furcsapár.
Furcsapár. Odd couple, not matching pair, very different, but they are very, very good friends. And I would like you to listen to their story. Group one, what's John Stockton like? Group two, what's Karl Malone like? And could I have the tape, please?
John Stockton of the Utah Jazz is one of the game's best pure point guards.
That's the new record, John Stockton, the most assists ever.
And his teammate, Karl Malone, is the prototypical power forward. But this duo is also one of sport's most striking odd couples.
When you look at John Stockton and you look at Karl Malone, you're looking at two different phases of the game. One is the artist, the finesse, the Joe Montana, and that's Stockton. He has the imagination. It's a dance. It's an art. On the other hand, the other guy's in the trenches. He's banging. He's hitting. He's using his physical strength.
Right, so John Stockton's description, Subway.
Sure. He's one of the best point guards in the NBA. He's honest, and the guy I told that he's a Joe Montana.
He's a Joe Montana. Joe Montana was a very famous American football player. Mm-hmm. And for him,
it's a dance.
It's an art. And not honest, but the guy said, he has the finesse. Very delicate skills. Very clever, very, very delicate, like a dance, like an artist. He has the finesse of the game. Good. And the other, Karl Malone, Sophie.
The guy said that Karl Malone is a typical power forward, and his job is only to hit and use his physical strength.
Excellent, excellent. So on the one hand, we have the cleverness, the finesse. On the other hand, this huge, massive power and physical strength. Excellent. Sophie, it's your turn. It's quiz show number three. It's the third leg of the quiz show. So, Sophie?
So, this famous guy was born in 1963, and he is 6 feet 6 inches tall. It's approximately 98 centimeter tall. His nickname is Ernest. I'm sure, and he used to play at Chicago Bulls team.
Yeah, so he's Ernest, and for Chicago Bulls, the name, Damon, please.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Michael Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Something new, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. And what is his position?
Shooting guard.
What's a shooting guard? Again, what's the most important task? If you can pinpoint one thing, what would you say?
Shoot and score the ball.
So he must be very good at scoring?
Scoring and shooting, yeah.
Three-pointers?
Yeah, three.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you very much. And we have Victor, quiz show number four.
Okay, so this player was born in 1965, and he is 6 feet seven, that's 204 centimeters, and he used to play at Chicago Bulls with the number 33, and now he's playing for Portland Trail Blazers, and he has the longest arms compared to his body.
Have you known that? He has the longest arms compared to his body?
No.
The name?
Scottie Pippen.
Yes! Scottie Pippen, what is he? What is
his
position?
He's a small forward.
Would you say it again?
Small forward.
Again, the most important task?
Small forward is the most versatile player usually on the court nowadays.
Most versatile player. Yeah. So what does that mean, versatile?
He should be able to do pretty much a lot of things like rebound, play defense, shoot, dribble.
Right, so. Right. Everybody, please. Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago Bulls.
Chicago.
Right. Thank you. And the last task, Marty.
It's mine.
Yes, okay.
Damon, do you like hip-hop music?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, then maybe he's your friend. He was born in 1972, and he is 216 centimeters tall.
I already know.
Two teams, Orlando Magic and Los Angeles Lakers. You know it, I'm sure.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Say it again.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal and the position?
Center.
What's the most important task of a center? Most important responsibility?
He's the center of everything. The block shots.
Stop. Block shots. So he must be very tall and he must block the shot. Right. So we have already learned rebounds, blocking the shots, what else? Shooting, scoring, right? Right. thank you very much. You've done an excellent job. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
And we have the... first, I would like to have all the basketball things on board. Point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center. And again, a Hungarian lesson for you, phase two. Matyi, what's a point guard in Hungarian?
Irányító. Irányító.
Say it.
Irányító.
Yeah. Excellent.
Shooting guard is hátvéd, vagy dobó hátvéd? Hátvéd. Hátvéd.
Say hátvéd.
Hátvéd.
Yeah. Good.
Small forward is bedobó.
Bedobó?
Bedobó, yeah.
The scorer, bedobó.
Power forward, erőcsatár.
Erőcsatár.
Yeah. And the most difficult, center.
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 Yeah. Center, yeah.
How much are you going to pay me after the show for this Hungarian? Oh, I promised it's going to be free. Okay. Now, I think it would be a shame not to play something, but before that, you can see that there's a sort of decoration over there, but we don't have time to... I mean, it's too small to slam dunk, but we're going to see his airness to see what slam dunk is. He's going to do the job for us. So let's sit back and enjoy yourself. It's going to be Michael Jordan. Fantastic, isn't it? I mean, he can fly. No question about that. He can fly. And Damon recognized the Seattle Stadium.
Yeah.
It was in Seattle, hometown. It would be a shame not to do something. We have a basketball player here. And I think, Matyi, you're going to be Damon's opponent. So it's going
Me?
To be... Yeah. Would you come here? It's going to be a one-on-one...
I'm only 193. So.
No problem. And we have a couple of... would you move over there, please?
Yeah, here.
Right? And we have a couple of things. Dribble, fake, and steal. So, Damon, would you dribble the ball? I'm going to sit down. I mean, I've been working so much. So what are you doing now, Damon?
Oh, just dribbling.
He's just dribbling the ball. Matyi, would you pass the ball to Matyi? Yes. Would you dribble the ball?
I'm dribbling the ball.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And, Damon, would you steal the ball? Try and steal. Yeah.
Gun. No chance for me.
What have you just done?
I stole the ball.
Just stolen the ball.
It's too easy.
Good. Now, I think you're going to dribble it. And will you try and steal the ball?
Me?
Yeah. Try and steal the ball. Thank you very much.
Now,
would you just show us a nice fake?
A nice fake.
Ah. Oh,
yeah!
I got it.
So what's faking? When you pretend to move into one direction, but as a matter of fact, you start very quickly in another direction. How would you say it in Hungarian? Faking? Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. Would you pass the ball to Matyi again? Yes. Thank you very much, Damon.
All right, thanks.
And would you sit down, please? And I think we have a little time. So would you like to ask a couple of questions from this guy? I mean, he's been here in Hungary for 1.5 months, just Hungarian basketball. Victor, would you like to shoot?
Maybe, I don't know, can you talk about the streetball or the basketball on the streets? So,
the basketball on the streets?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, the when you play it on the grounds.
Oh, yeah, we used to play on the playgrounds all the time. Just, that's like the first place you learn to play. Basketball is on the playground because you just so many things can happen out there. You it's like when you're little, you get to play against older guys on the playground, and that just helps. That's how you learn to develop your game. You watch an NBA game.
Just one more question: Can you see any difference between the amount of time you practice back in the States and the amount of time Hungarian players practice here?
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to play all day, and then here it's just kind of like. We play a couple hours a day.
So much less here.
Yeah, much less.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for helping us. And guys, see you next time. It's going to be English for you again. Hopefully. Thank you. Okay, thanks, Mikey. Bye-bye. Thank you, Damon.
All right, thanks.
That was excellent. Good.
Szörnyű. A jövője öntől függ. Adjon 1% esélyt. Készült a Rex Kutya Otthon Alapítvány megbízásából.